Hello, listeners, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Jen Annesy, Legislation Editor for the ACHR News, and today we're sitting down with Valerie Briggs, Director of Marketing and Business Development for North American Technician Excellence, better known as NATE. In this podcast, we'll talk to Valerie about the state of NATE, what's new with NATE, and why NATE testing and certification is important to the HVACR industry. Good morning, Valerie, and thanks for being part of this week's ACHR News podcast.
Thank you, Jen, for having me. We always welcome the opportunity to talk about NATE.
Great. Now, would you mind giving our listeners a little background info on NATE?
Absolutely. North American Technician Excellence, or NATE as we're commonly known, is the largest in the nation of nonprofit certification organizations for HVACR technicians. Our certification tests represent real-world working knowledge of HVACR systems. They're developed by a committee of industry experts nationwide. And our exams represent HVACR topics pertinent to contractors, educators, manufacturers, and utilities alike. Our tests are meant to be rigorous, multiple-choice, knowledge-based tests that validate a technician's knowledge. And candidates who take those tests may earn installation and or service certifications in one or more of 11 specialty areas, including air conditioning, air distribution, air-to-air heat pumps, gas and oil furnaces, hydronics gas and oil, light commercial and commercial refrigeration, our senior level efficiency analyst position, and in ground source heat pump installation via a partnership we have with the International Ground Source Heat Pump Association.
All right. Well, thank you for that overview. That's a lot of important certifications there. So
Absolutely. Tell
me now, what's new with NATE lately?
Well, we have a lot of new and exciting things happening. Most importantly, we have new staff on board, including myself as the new Director of Marketing and Business Development, and we have a new Director of Certification, Denny Smith, who's been on board for about almost a year now. He's working to finalize a revised core examination that will combine the currently individual service and installation core exams into one single 75-question core exam. Our hydronics and refrigeration specialty exams are being updated based on a job analysis of the changes in the industry, and soon we're going to offer the core exam as well as our air conditioning service, heat pump service, and gas furnace service specialty exams in Spanish. For the contractors who employ NATE-certified technicians, we're expanding our value-added benefits to them, including new print and online marketing materials and promotion of their businesses to consumers with advertising on sites like Yelp.com. Our goal, as always, is to be relevant and to support the technicians who work so hard for NATE certification and the contractors who see the value in employing NATE-certified techs.
Wow, that's a lot of new stuff. Welcome to NATE. Now, when did you start?
Thank you very much for the welcome. I started in December of 2012, so hit the ground running pretty much, but it's been great.
Well, welcome. So now NATE is owned, operated, funded, and governed by the HVACR industry. So in your own words, why do you think NATE is so important to this industry?
I think NATE is so important, Jen, to the industry because of the value it brings to the various stakeholders in the industry. Contractors prefer NATE-certified technicians because they remain in the industry longer, they know how to do the job right the first time, and they're more productive than non-certified technicians, research has shown. Manufacturers and distributors know that NATE certification encourages proper installation and service, which means fewer warranty returns and ultimately a better bottom line for them. Utilities appreciate NATE certification's focus on correct installation and service of the sophisticated HVACR equipment, which ultimately saves energy and money when operating at peak efficiency. And industry educators and trainers benefit from NATE certification's uniform testing standards. But most of all, of course, the technicians who earn NATE certification find that they are more preferred among customers. They require fewer callbacks, again, because they get the job right the first time. And they tend to generate more income for their employers. So thus, on average, they earn higher wages, and they demonstrate greater value to employers than non-certified techs. And that makes them more marketable in the industry.
Okay, so if research has shown that being NATE certified has all these wonderful benefits, why do you think all HVACR schools, do they offer NATE testing? And if they don't, why not? Why wouldn't they?
Well, right now it is on a voluntary basis. So an organization can apply to be a NATE testing organization. So we have hundreds of HVACR schools that participate and offer NATE testing, but we also have manufacturers, wholesalers and distributors, utilities, association partners, and trade association chapters that offer testing as well. So, it's a voluntary thing, but we're encouraging more and more organizations to get involved. And those who are interested can simply go to our website at nadex.org and review the testing organization and Proctor and Policy Procedure Guidelines, and then complete a testing organization application online.
Okay. So, in a perfect world, should all, you know, HVACR students be NAIT certified either by the time they finish their programs or maybe soon thereafter? And on top of NAIT certification, I mean, what other kind of certification should they have by the time they're leaving school?
Well, the NAIT tests are designed to assess a candidate's applied knowledge in their field. There are currently no formal educational requirements for certification. However, we do strongly suggest that examinees have some type of formal training provided either by an employer or a technical school or other educational institution. And we do recommend that the candidates for NAIT certification have some work experience as well as some experience with the equipment in their specialty. We recommend maybe 1 year or more for those who are looking for installation certifications, mm-hmm. 2 years of experience for those taking the service technician test, and 5 years of experience for the senior level technician test. Soon we're going to be administering the industry competency exams, or ICE exams, that were formerly provided by AHRI. And these exams will measure basic competency for entry-level technicians with a year or less of experience. And right now, more than 300 schools nationwide require student participation in at least one of those ICE exams in order to graduate.
Oh, that's good. That's a step forward. So now, what are some of the challenges that NAIT is facing lately?
Well, as always, we must continue to work to increase HVACR industry awareness of the benefits of NAIT-certified technicians. We have to ensure that the NAIT recertification program is relevant and accessible to those who are interested. We must increase the availability of testing sessions for those who want to become certified. As I just mentioned, we're going to actively recruit to have more organizations come on board as approved testing providers. We are working to increase in consumer awareness, as always, of the value of NAIT certification and using NAIT-certified techs for home services, and we must continue to advocate for NAIT with the relevant government agencies.
Okay, so how are you going to do all that? How are you going to handle all those challenges?
Well, we're working on them, a little bit at a time, but it's an ongoing effort, absolutely. As I mentioned, our upcoming changes to the core and some of our specialty exams are going to represent our goal to ensure that NAIT tests are always relevant, available, and accessible based on changes in the industry and the workforce. We're building consumer awareness by promoting and encouraging our contractor involvement with our Consumer Contractor Connection Program and on our consumer site at HVACRadvice.com. And we're always working to increase awareness of NAIT via various partnerships and our promotion and outreach to industry stakeholders and the government. And we always value opportunities to talk about NAIT with the industry, like on this podcast today.
Okay. Do you want to say that website one more time just so people get that?
Absolutely. It's www.hvacradvice.com.
Perfect. So now another question for you here. Fluke recently surveyed more than 1,600 industry professionals, educators, and employers, and they found out that 85% of employers found it, quote, difficult or very difficult to find entry-level workers that had acceptable skills. So do you think that sounds about right in your estimation, and what do you think can be done to close that gap?
Well, here at NAIT, we see the results of this survey as presenting a great opportunity. As I mentioned, NAIT will soon begin administering the ICE exams to measure basic competency for those entry-level technicians. And we plan to promote those exams and encourage more entry-level technicians and the training organizations that serve them to become involved. The Fluke survey also noted that about 38% of employers said candidates lacked an applicable degree or certification. And for us, this represents a prime opportunity where NAIT certification is concerned. Now, while we do not offer training from NAIT, we do recommend that those seeking certification obtain some formal training, like I said, provided by an employer or a technical school or other educational institution. We have links to a lot of those resources on our website. And so my plan is to increase our outreach to those trained organizations and to employers to help to connect those dots and help more technicians to find the training they need to seek and maintain NAIT certification and thus become more marketable to those employers.
That sounds like a good plan. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up this podcast?
Sure. I mean, just for anyone who's interested in learning more about NATE and its benefits to the various industry stakeholders, as well as obviously to the technicians who earn the certification, we invite you to visit our website. It's www.natex.org. That's NATEX.org. Or give us a call at 877-420-NATE.
Perfect. Thank you very much today, Valerie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
We hope you found our conversation with Valerie informative, interesting, and relevant. For more HVACR industry news, please visit our website at achrnews.com. And don't forget, you can download all of our past Newsmakers podcasts for free in the iTunes Store. This is Jen Annesy reporting for the ACHR News. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.